DW.
About a 1.5 hour drive from Barcelona, the Ebro Delta is a wildlife paradise and one of the most important wetlands in Europe. Wherever you are, you can hear the birds. At sunset, the flamingos flying over the sand dunes seems almost dreamlike. Meanwhile, in the local restaurants, you can enjoy tasty rice with blue crab, one of the invasive species in the area. This is also a place of great economic activity. 65% of the area is used for cultivating rice, adding to the country's significant rice crops, as Spain is Europe's second largest rice producer after Italy. However, the Ebro Delta is increasingly struggling to maintain its rice productivity and conserve its biodiversity, because the amount of fresh water and river sediments reaching the delta are constantly decreasing. More than 180 reservoirs built along the Ebro River retain some 99% of the river's sediments, which are essential for the formation of the fertile soil and land barriers to the sea. Without these sediments deposits, the Ebro Delta has no way of protecting itself against rising sea levels or ever more aggressive storms.
This winter, the storm Gloria was so aggressive that it swallowed 50 meters of beach and broke that barrier there in half. If the barrier disappears, the villages over there will be in danger.
Pedro Santiago owns a kitesurfing school located in a vulnerable seaside area. The barrier he refers to is a narrow sandbank that splits the unique ecosystem of Trabucador Beach in two. If you walk along the few meters of sand, you can see the sea on both sides. Pedro is one of the many local residents that fear for the future of their businesses. Experts say that by 2100, about half of the surface of the Ebro Delta could be flooded with salt water. Urgent measures are needed to address the encroaching sea water. But which ones will actually work?
This is not going to recover naturally. It's impossible. Something artificial has to be done. For instance, bringing in sand or stones to create another ecosystem, artificial but with life.
But there is no single agreed-upon solution. Some people are calling for improved management of the river's reservoirs to allow vital sediment to pass downstream. Others say it is necessary to partially reduce the extent of rice crops grown here and let the ecosystem recover naturally. As the natural barriers between sea and land disappear, the impact of storms and rising sea levels has become more devastating and led to an additional challenge, salinity. Rice production requires fresh water and is therefore challenged by rising salinity levels, one of its main enemies. Maria del Mar has been monitoring salinity levels in the delta for years and observing how it affects the rice.
¿Qué nos encontramos? Que tenemos cada vez más problemas de salinidad.
What is happening here? We have more and more problems with salinity. In this case, the Ebro Delta is sinking while sea levels are rising. Moreover, there's sometimes less quality fresh water available to control saltwater levels, so the salinity problem is growing. Actually, this isn't just a delta problem, it's an international problem.
Vietnam, Bangladesh, and India are some of the countries that face similar challenges to maintain their rice production in light of rising sea levels and declining freshwater levels. Meanwhile, as the world population grows, rice production becomes all the more important, as more than half of the world's population eats rice. Saltwater creeping upstream is a reality we will need to adapt to by finding rice varieties that are conditioned to saltier water. The European Neo Rice Project was founded to do just that. Maria del Mar is one of its leading scientists.
The project has been running for 4 years and has involved the main rice-producing countries in Europe, namely France, Italy, and Spain. The objective has been to obtain varieties that are cultivated in each of these countries, traditional varieties, and improve them with varieties that have saline-tolerant genes.
After experiments in greenhouses and labs, the resistance of the seeds was tested in these fields of the Ebro Delta, where wind is intense and rice crops are surrounded by water, explains Roser Lao from a regional association of rice farmers.
In this field, we have the final result of the Noi Rice project. We are now in the first year of multiplication. We intend to produce at least two varieties resistant to salinity in the Ebro Delta, and in a couple of years, we hope to have material available to distribute to farmers that need them.
However, the future does not look bright for the Ebro Delta. Drought will continue to hit Spain with increased intensity. Reservoirs will become more important to managing increasingly scarce water. River sediments will continue to be stuck upstream, and storms will become stronger. Adaptation will be crucial. For DW, I'm Irene Baño Ruiz in the Ebro Delta, Spain. DW.